This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's foreign minister has described the situation in Mariupol as dire and heartbreaking, and says Russia's continued attacks there could be a red line that ends all efforts to reach peace through negotiation. Dmytro Kuleba tells CBS Face the Nation that the remaining Ukrainian military personnel and civilians in the port city are basically encircled by Russian forces. He says the Ukrainians continue their struggle, but that the city effectively does not exist anymore because of massive destruction there. Kuleba says his country has been keeping up expert-level talks with Russia in recent weeks in hopes of reaching a political solution for peace. But citing the significance of Mariupol, he echoed, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is saying that the elimination of Ukrainian forces there could be a red line that stops peace efforts. Pope Francis has made an Easter plea for peace in Ukraine, as well as other wars in the world. This is after celebrating Easter Sunday Mass for tens of thousands of faithful in St. Peter's Square. For the first time since the pandemic, Francis delivered his traditional geopolitical speech, in which he cited the risk of nuclear warfare. The pontiff, who has a knee problem, limped badly as he stepped out to reach an altar set up in front of St. Peter's Basilica. Easter is Christianity's most joyous feast day, but for the Pope, the war in Ukraine has weighed over his heart. In London, the Archbishop of Canterbury exhorted